Miranda Love.
Hello, Brandy.
Hey, how are you?
Okay, how's everybody on your end?
Okay.
Okay, I know, it's kind of cold, ain't it, sometimes? Well, it's kind of warmed up a little bit today, but more cold weather coming, I believe.
Well, yeah, I said it was going to get really cold on Sunday morning.
Yeah. Are you going to the congregational dinner?
Yeah, if the weather's not bad.
Okay. It may not rain, as long as it don't rain, you know. If it's just cold and don't rain, it's one thing. But, you know, I don't know if you choose. It's supposed to, that's when it's get up in the teens or whatever it's supposed to be, chill faster.
Yeah.
So how is Della and Clara and everybody on your end? And we've been praying for them.
Clara was sick earlier this week, and
yeah.
Della broke her hip, and she was in the hospital.
Did she break it at home, or?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I haven't checked on her this week. I can't go to the hospital. You know, I haven't been feeling great. And I don't want to get exposed to all the stuff.
Yeah,
up here,
I understand.
So I don't know if they need it. They may have moved to the Rita lab.
Yeah, didn't she have a son, or was it her husband's son that she used to talk about all the time?
Well, she didn't have any children. Both of those boys were Nolan.
Okay. I never understood. I mean, she always talked about one of them that was, you know, gave her problems. I don't remember which one that was, but I remember her talking about him all the time.
Yeah,
we're the only two on. I don't think nobody's come on so far, so I don't know.
Well, he may not be coming on. We have one more minute.
Okay.
Did you come on earlier?
I got on about 9:02.
Oh, well.
And Barbara didn't either, so sometimes she falls asleep sitting in her chair, I'm sure.
Right.
Unless, you know, that's her and Tony, you know, sometimes he don't feel good or whatever, but.
Right. Well, it's 10 minutes after, so I guess he must have fallen asleep also. At the computer.
Right. Okay, well, you have a blessed evening.
You too. Is Rabbi supposed to be in this weekend?
Let me see if it's on the calendar. Let me see. Yeah, I think he is, because we had a congregational dinner, and I figure he was probably going to be in for the weekend because he wasn't there last Saturday.
Okay.
So, you know, I think he probably would be in, since the congregation will have to come down for that dinner. I'm sure he
Good evening.
Good evening.
Well, hello, good evening.
How are you both?
We're okay.
Good.
I'm okay.
Do either of you have any questions for tonight?
No, I don't have any questions. I usually have questions if it's, you know, later on when the listening is going, but right now, Penana don't.
Okay. Brandy, you have any questions?
No questions.
All right. Well, we'll wait and see if other people will arrive and will have questions.
Okay.
In the meantime, you can go back to your consultations.
Okay. Well, I was going to ask you, maybe we can wait until somebody gets on. I was wondering about this, maybe I already discussed it and I missed it, about the blood moon that's coming up on the holiday.
On the 20th?
Yeah. I mean, I noticed that we always have them on, you know, we always have them on the through its holidays most of the time, but I didn't know this one here was supposed to be like a 3-in-1. It was supposed to be a super one or whatever it was. I didn't know if it was something special adding to the holiday with that.
Well, it's on the evening of Tu B'Shvat, so and I'm not sure what the super one has to do with anything.
Okay.
There are 19 solar eclipses in the year 2019. This is just one of them.
Okay. When you say 19, does that mean there's going to be extra amount of them this year than normally?
Yes.
Okay, is that something significant?
Of course it is. It's something significant. I can't tell you what the significance is. You're going to hear all kinds of theories about it based on the agendas of the people that are relating it. You know, each solar eclipse generally, the way we perceive the sun and the moon is the sun relates to the other nations, primarily Edom, which is the Western world, and mm-hmm. the moon relates to the children of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
So when there's a solar eclipse, it means that the moon is blocking the light of the sun, which foretells a lessening of the strength of Edom. And when there's a lunar eclipse, means the sun is blocking our access to the moon, it's an indication that the children of Israel are having their authority lessened. So this is the way to understand these. During this year, there will be a lessening of the authority of the West. The real issue is that the children of Israel, primarily the modern state of Israel, the people have to realize they can't depend on any secular power. They can only depend on Hashem, and Hashem will utilize the secular powers the way he wants them to be utilized. But when we, in the modern state of Israel, depend on America as the power that saves them, we're doing a great disservice, because America will not be dependent. It will not be continually helping. They will promise and not deliver, just as in the Bible. You know, Egypt promised, I'm not talking about Egypt with the Exodus, I'm talking about Egypt was a world power when the temples were in existence. And they mm-hmm. promised to, you know, to protect the world, you know, the Jewish world, and they didn't deliver. And mm-hmm. then the people depended on the Greeks, and then they depended on the Romans, and each time they were let down. There's only one source of power, and that's Hashem. And whenever we depend on other powers, secular powers, we're not following what the Torah tells us to do. So the answer to your question about this blood moon and this whole idea is there will be a lessening of the authority of the Western world during this year. And it's an opportunity for the modern state of Israel to realize they need to depend on Hashem and not the Western world.
Right. Thank you. I also see a correlation. This is my Torah portion, you know, kind of looking for some insight for me to glean from. And since Shabbat is one of the kol month, it's a month where you have longer nights, shorter days, you know, colder days, more darkness than light. So since I've seen this eclipse coming on to be Shabbat, I saw a chance for us as we elevate all the fruits and stuff during to be Shabbat, that it was our time to take advantage of the darkness and grow out of that. In other words, it was our time to grow as all these fruits. That's one thing about fruits and vegetables, they all grow. You know, they're not limited. They're all in a process of growing. So during this cold month, as we elevate all the sparks and the fruits and stuff on our table for Shabbat, I saw the correlation with the eclipse kind of to remind us that we need to grow. Just as the supermoon is bigger than any other time, we have the potential in a dark month to grow, spiritually grow.
Correct.
So is that
that is the nature of darkness, is that it's the opportunity to reveal the light.
So instead of seeing the supermoon as something negative, I choose to see it as something to help to remind me that the moon is bigger than usual. I need to come out of my limitations and I need to grow like that, you know, extend my, as far as I push myself to grow, in other words.
Very good. It's a good kavanah.
Well, thank you. I've been thinking about that the last few days as I've been talking about the blood, but I was trying to see something positive in it.
Everything is always positive, even when we can't see it. So ultimately, you know, just as the moon veiling the sun is a growing of the authority of the children of Israel and a lessening of the energy of Edom in the West. That's the way of the world.
Mm-hmm. So another thing, a way of looking at it, you know, I noticed looking back biblically, there were certain, like Jonah, you know, there was an eclipse during Jonah's time. But, you know, I just noticed a lot of time there was an eclipse when there was something kind of biblically, whatever. So do you think biblically this will link to anything like that too?
Your question isn't clear to me. Aspect of the Bible. The Bible is the creation is based on the Torah. The blueprint of creation is the Torah. So everything is in the blueprint, and everything comes together. And yes, there are aspects in the Bible that relate to what happens in our lives. But again, I'm not clear on what your question was, so.
Yeah, I just didn't know because I know history repeats itself sometimes. I didn't know if what is happening, especially our country divided like it is, if there's a message in there, you know, like kind of linking up with other events, I guess you could say, in the past.
The answer is yes. The events in the Bible, you know, as it says, what happened to the forefathers will happen to the children. And that's true with the nations, and it's true with each individual. So you can find the events in your personal life that relate to the stories of the in the Torah about the forefathers, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Sarah, Rivka, Leah, and Rachel, as well as Moshe and Aaron. These are all forefathers. King David, Joseph, these are all forefathers. The leaders of the tribe, the children, the physical children of Jacob. All of whatever happened in their lives, whatever's written in the Torahs, you're going to experience in each and every one of your lives in one way or another.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
No problem. Well, if there are no other questions and nobody else came on, I will remind you that tomorrow morning is a Psalms study class at 7 a.m. West Coast time. And at 4:30, there'll be a deeper Zohar class. And at 7 o'clock, will be a regular Zohar class. I wish you all a beautiful evening and hope to speak to you one time tomorrow.
So what days do you do your Psalms class on, Sanoz?
Right now we're doing it Monday, Thursday, and Friday.
Okay.
Once we get out of the Shovavim period, which is 3 or 4 more weeks, we'll just do it on Fridays.
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate that.
You all have a beautiful evening.
You too.
Okay. Shalom. Thank you.
Shalom. Bye-bye.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.